The missile-like object found on John Brown's beach in Sitka earlier this month is a dud. In fact, it's not a missile at all, but rather a piece of aluminum pipe, most likely off the back of a commercial fishing boat. That was the assessment today by an explosives disposal team from Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage, who flew to Sitka to take a look at the object. Sitka Police Lieutenant Barry Allen says the fins visible on the object were braces that appeared to have been once welded to a deck. The object was cut into pieces and disposed of by the U.S. Coast Guard. Part of it remains buried under a large rock on the beach. The explosives team also detonated six cannonballs at a quarry north of town. Allen says it's not the first time police have had to deal with the historic ordinance.
They've been turned into us by different residents who have found them in various locations around Sitka. Any cannonball that we get a hold of, we destroy. We'll have those guys destroy. They use a small shaped charge to crack it in half, basically, and you find out very quickly whether it's got live explosive inside, because it'll go off.
Allen says it's hard to tell how old the cannonballs are. They're pretty rusty, a lot of them. But Bob Mettinger, executive director of the Sitka Historical Society, says it's possible some of them could trace back to when the Russians were in Sitka in the early and mid-1800s.
They were fired off not only in direct battles with the Tlingit, but also at other times during our Russian history. And particularly in the 1804 battle, lots and lots of them were flying around.
Mettinger says it's important for people to know that cannonballs can still contain live explosives. He says anyone who discovers one, whether in the forest or hidden away in the back of an attic, should contact authorities and have them take a look.